We're going live.
Blog Talk Radio.
So we're live on Blog Talk Radio now. We're playing the opening. So you can call in anytime you want. I can skip it. So we're going to be on, I'm going to be on the air for about 30 minutes. I'll fix it. Welcome to Business on the Edge on Blog Talk Radio. This is Business on the Edge Extended. This is business coach Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national businesses, coaching and consulting services, training classes, small business and professional resources, connections with industry tools for you. Connect with us on Twitter, Business on the Edge ED, LinkedIn. You can get me at Margaret Jackson. Let me know you're listening to us. And Facebook, Business on the Edge, or you can email me directly at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We are coming to you off the cuff this afternoon, and wherever you're at in the world, we're coming to you from the Berryessa Art and Wine Festival in San Jose, California, Silicon Valley, the number one place to get your technology, number one place to visit, come visit us out here. And so we're doing it. I'm here at my very first Art and Wine Festival. Never been here, and just having a good time. You can hear the music in the background. There's lots of people here. People are walking their dogs. People are taking my candy out of my candy dish. It's really cool. You know, you have to have something on your table. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Art and Wine Festival today, networking your business if you're a small business. If you're a professional, definitely a great place to be to get resources. And I'm trying to get a question answered out here, and we're going to have a caller call in just a moment, one of my guests, and we're going to find out who drinks wine at 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't know who does that. I mean, is that like a European thing? I don't know. So we already have someone calling in. Let's see who this is. And we're trying to connect. They are on. You're on live. You're on live here, Blog Talk Radio, Business of Edge with Margaret Jackson. How are you?
Great, Margaret. Thank you for accepting my call. This is Frank Cancilla.
Frank Cancilla is here at the Berryessa Art and Wine Festival. He is the president of the Berryessa Business Association. And so, Frank, tell us about the Art and Wine Festival. This is the first time I've been to the Art and Wine Festival. So what do you, give me some insight and let our audience know what your take is on the Berryessa Business Association and the Art and Wine Festival here.
Well, Margaret, Taste of Berryessa is a completely different, event, which I will talk about in a minute. But the Art and Wine Festival has been around for 39 years. It's the oldest Art and Wine Festival that's been around in the area. And the reason the Art and Wine Festival is around has been because they support the Berryessa music booster for the last 39 years. That's what they've been doing. And they have a great event, many art booths. There's probably 80-plus booths. And they have 9 food booths that you can come and enjoy some food.
Right.
Great art. And also have some business that represent the Berryessa area. So it's a great event, a great place to come and support the community.
It absolutely is. I got here, it started at 10 o'clock. And it was already packed. I thought, well, I'll come in and put up my little poster, and I'm here at the Berryessa Business Association booth. We just are tweeting out, Facebooking out, links. Everything's going to our social channels, letting everyone know what we have going on. They can tune into this show. So this is incredibly amazing. We're right across from the Berryessa Community Center's Canton Choose booth. So I know he's running for State Assembly, so if you want to come out and support that, you absolutely can do that as well. So now, Frank, tell us about the Berryessa Business Association.
Well, the Berryessa Business Association,
here.
Is a group of us business owners that we came together to come and support our community. So anyone that is has a business or and lives in Berryessa, has a business in Berryessa, they are welcome to come and join us. And last year we did our first great event that we had that we called Taste of Berryessa. That was a signature event. We'll be doing the same thing this year in September. Right now, I think their schedule is to have it on September 29th.
Right.
It's a great event. Last year we had 15 restaurants that came over, and they brought their food, their specialty, to let the community know that they are here. They came to support our community and show off the great food that they serve in our community. So it was a great event. We had 600 people that came by and were able to sample the great food that our great restaurants in our area are preparing for us. So it's a great event. Hopefully everybody can come and visit us this year.
And that, if you're taking a vacation, this is a place to be. Come out to Silicon Valley and check out some of our attractions, just like Frank is saying. It is a great place to be, and we would love to see you out here. Frank, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Is there anything else you'd like to share out here on the radio or about your business, about anything else with the Art and Wine Festival?
Sure. Thank you, Margaret, for giving me the opportunity. Yeah, my personal business is SEC Realty Group, and anybody that calls your show and can receive a free consultation for any related real estate issues, if they would like to have a free consultation on if they want to do a short sale or if they would like to do a loan modification, I'd be glad to assist them with a free consultation. My direct line is 408-821-1291, or they can call your radio station and they can get a recommendation from you. That would be great. I would really appreciate it. And like I said, FCC Realty Group. And again, thank you, Margaret.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you want to connect with us, or if you want to connect with Frank, like he said, you can connect with him through AM 1220 KDOW. That is Bay Area's Business and Finance Radio, the Boss Talk Radio Show. We extend Business on the Edge to you from my Friday night show, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on AM 1220 KDOW, Business and Finance Radio. And you can connect with us at www.kdow.biz, or you can call into the station, 800-516-1220. Get your questions on air, leave me a message, give them information that you want us to connect you with Frank. That's perfectly fine. We're glad to do that for you. Again, thank you for tuning in. Frank, thank you for calling in, and we're going to continue our show with networking off the cuff at the Art and Wine Festival in Berryessa, San Jose.
And again, thank you, Margaret, for accepting my call.
Absolutely, not a problem. Glad to have you call in.
Thank you.
We are off the cuff here in San Jose, Berryessa area. This is North Valley. Is this considered North Valley, San Jose? North Valley,
yes,
San Jose. And so you've got kids running around. You've got, where's my glass of wine? Do I get a glass of wine today? What kind of wine are they serving? Can I get a drink? They're nodding. I got a couple of great guys sitting behind me. Actually, Don has let's talk about your business, Don. Don is not on the line. I'm trying to get him to call in, but he's got a, will you call in for me? Okay, we're gonna give Don the call in number, and we're gonna get him on the line, and we're gonna talk about his mobile marketing. You have to be mobile with your company, professionals. You have to be mobile. You have to, get your business out there. The phone number to call in, 347-884-9043, and we're gonna get Don on the phone, and it is Gozer Digital. That's Gozer Digital. .com. We are live at the Berryessa Business. No, I get, it's Berryessa Business Association, but this is Berryessa Art and Wine Festival. So now, while we're waiting for Don to give us a call, what else is going on out here? My assistant just walked up. Again, we're off the cuff, so this is an additional show. Definitely check out the rest of our shows that we've posted, and I shared yesterday, if you tuned in, that we're going to be posting some of our AM 1220 KDOW business shows, so you can listen to them at any time. Oh, you can talk. It's okay. Just go ahead with your conversation. You don't have to be quiet. We are at a festival. We want the noise. We want the ambient audio. Hi, Vanessa. How you doing?
Hi.
Good to see you. So again, mobile marketing, let's talk about this. Let me go back to this. Networking your business. If you're a small business, a new business, what are you doing to get your business out there? You want to make sure that you participate in local events, participate in festivals like Art and Wine Festivals. You're always going to be able to find something in your event. Wherever you're at, nationwide, worldwide, and specifically nationwide, check with your city. Go to the city website and find out what kind of activities are going on and how you can get connected. Find out who's your district council member. Find out how your business should be a pillar in the neighborhood and to attract businesses to you, attract prospects to you. And one of the ways, great ways that I definitely encourage, which is low cost, is connecting with your city. So make sure that you're doing that. Now, in our case, we love being connected. And so we are on the board of the Berryessa Business Association. And so we are coming out to support the Art and Wine Festival. But in fact, a lot of the proceeds going, Mike, to?
We go to support the school band boosters.
Okay, so I'm here with Mike Slaugher. Slaugher, am I pronouncing your last name right?
Slaugher.
Yeah. The G is silent? The CG is silent. That's not fair. Slaugher, and he is a pillar in the community, and he's sharing that the proceeds to this event are going to School Booster Club to support the music program.
Music program.
So, I mean, come on, it doesn't get any better than that. We know that our sports programs get funded in our high schools and junior high schools if you have a sports program, but sometimes the programs that are overlooked are music, art programs, and what's interesting about this is that we like being entertained. We like movies. We like art. We like all of these different things, but we don't want to fund them. And so we need to look at that. We have another caller, and I think this is Don Gozier calling in. Hi, Don.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
I'm doing good. So you're here at the Berryessa Art and Wine Festival. You are a new business owner.
Right. I just started my business back in January and really still in the process of rolling it out.
And so give our audience some information about your business. What do you do? You have a mobile marketing made easy brochure that I'm looking at. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Basically, I work specifically with local offline businesses to help them make use of the internet, especially mobile technologies, to get word about their businesses out there, get them found on the internet, and probably most importantly, help them keep engaged and in touch with their customers.
Right, like I see QR codes here, like QR codes, you know, it's like that's just free to set up. You just, you know, there's so many sites out there to get that information, and you can put in whatever your event is and make it available. But you set up mobile apps, basic mobile apps for small businesses.
Excuse me, you dropped out there for just a minute.
Did we lose Don? Don, are you still there? We're still live here at the Berryessa Art and Wine Festival. You're breaking up just a little bit. You wanna call back in?
Okay, is this better?
That's fantastic. There we go. We got Don back. What happened? Did you go like into? Sounded like you jumped inside of a can or something. What was that all about?
Well, actually, if I'm on regular, I have trouble hearing you, but if I put it on speakerphone, you can't hear me.
Right. No, we don't want it on speaker. Okay. So what I was saying is now you build mobile apps for small businesses, basic apps. Is that correct?
Mobile apps is actually what I...
Oh, we lost it. He dropped his call. He's gone. He's out of here. So we'll see if we get Don back, everybody. We are still live here at the Berryessa Art and Wine Festival. Come by our booth. Come by the Berryessa Business Association booth. See us. Talk to us. Let us know that you picked us up either on the Blog Talk Radio or Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And if you come and tell us about your stuff, if you want a free business class, I will give you a free But you have to come by today. I have to find out about you today and say that you heard us on Blog Talk Radio. I will give you a free class to one of our training classes for small businesses. So let us know. And if you are listening to this and it's an archive show, call in and connect with us. Actually, go to our Business on the Edge Facebook page and say, hey, I listened to your show at Facebook.com. If you're somewhere in the nation, we will give you a free webinar to one of our business classes. If you're local, let us know that you listened here. And it was the Berryessa Art and Wine Festival. We will give you a free class here locally to connect with us on one of our $45 affordable classes to get you going in your business. But you have to say Berryessa Art and Wine Festival, and you heard it here on Blog Talk Radio. So it doesn't look like I'm getting Don back, and we have about 14 minutes left in the program. We are off the cuff. What other businesses do we have here? Let me see what we have at our table. I haven't even paid attention to that. Let me see what's going on, Vanessa, with some of the – thank you. We have – who is this? Pizza California. We got – who else do we have on our table here? And this is what associations will do for you. So if you're connected, that, you know, Pizza California isn't actually here, but their brochures are here. Panera Bread here for the local North Valley area. So when you connect your business with associations like a – now, again, I want to preference that the Chamber of Commerce, I have to say this, and they're not going to like it, but I think that their model is outdated. They need to do more than what they're doing and charging. You know, you pay this annual rate that is really can be substantial for a small business, but if you're not getting the return – on that rate, plus your time to go there, plus your time, you know, in terms of your hourly rate, your gas time, then I have a problem with doing that type of setup. But, you know, you have all these new associations that are popping up that are in the local, like the Berryessa Business Association, that says we want to do a little bit more. We want to connect more with the community. We want to connect more with the businesses. And these are really great places that if you connect with a really good one, that you're going to see some results, and that's what you want. You want long-term sustainability for your business, and how do you do that? You're gonna have to come out of your four walls sometimes. You cannot expect someone just to promote your business all the time because you connect with an association. You do need to come out behind your four walls, connect with people, connect with those that are in the association, because, you know, reports show us that you're connected to – every person you meet are connected to – 250 people, a minimum 250 people. So you want to be able to make sure that you're connected. And so today, like I said, we've got the Panera Bread. We've got Shanghai Angus Steak. My goodness, I need to go here. That looks really good. Look at that. Are you kidding me? Jade Chinese and New Indian Chat Cafe. And so you see we have a lot of Asian and Indian food. Again, the population is heavily Asian and Indian. But great place to be. The Berryessa, what do we have? The Berryessa, Taste of Berryessa is coming up September 29th. Yes. So if you're vacationing and you come to Silicon Valley, you've got to come out September 29th to the Taste of Berryessa, and we're going to try to do a live show there. You know, we're going to cook our gear up and see whether or not we can do something very special for you there as well. So stay connected. What else do we have on the table? We have a lot of...
Yeah, Will Ector from the Berryessa School District Superintendent, and he would love to tell you about the Berryessa.
Let's have Will Ector, Superintendent, call into the show. Let's give him the call-in number and have him connect. He can call me from right where he's at. So let me give you the phone number again. It's 347-884-9043. I've been wanting to get Will on the air anyway, so let's do that. Have him call in, and we'll pick up the call. We have about 10 minutes before we're off the show. And where is Will Ector? Yes, let's get him on the show. Thank you, Don, for calling in. Don is back at the booth. So let me tell you how you can get a hold of Don. Get a hold of him at www.gozerdigital.com. That's G-O-Z, as in zebra, E-R-digital.com. If you're a small business and you want to get mobile fast, Don is your guy. He's taken one of our classes, and we're all supporting one another. And so we're going to support Don and what he's doing. We've got mobile web apps, QR codes, mobile location analytics, very good. Text messaging, that's a really big deal. Short code and long code code text. You need to look at that. That's important if you're trying to get events out there and you've got, or maybe some deals that you want to put out, offer short code text, and it's fantastic with that. You can also connect with 101voice.com for that social media management, Google Places and Google AdWords, definitely. So, oh, he has a phone number here, 408-218-0111. That's 408-218-0111, GozierDigital.com. You are listening to Margaret Jackson, business coach of AM 1220 KDOW, Bay Area's number one business coach. We are live on Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge Extended, and we are doing an off-the-cuff Blog Talk Radio show right now, and just letting you know what's going on here at the Berryessa Art and Wine Festival. I always want to say Berryessa Business Association because I say it so much. But if you come to our booth, come get some of our candy. We've got a big bowl of candy here for those candy lovers. Goes nicely with a glass of wine, chocolate and wine. We've got a young man here at the booth. So let's talk more. I have about 9 minutes before I am off the air. Off the air. I'm like, am I going to make it? I have like 10 minutes left on my computer laptop time. That's funny. We will not... If we drop the computer, we will definitely stay on air with you for that time. We do have a caller we're going to bring in. I believe this is Will Ector. Is this Will Ector, Superintendent?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Will. I'm just trying to get you on air. You are on air on Blog Talk Radio. This is Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, extended from our AM 1220 KDOW business show. We definitely have to get you live on air on our KDOW show. But right now, we are here at the Berryessa Art and Wine Festival. Can you tell us about the importance of this event?
Oh, this is this event serves several purposes. First and foremost, it has such a long-running record of just being a community event. Just bring the various community together, where the community comes together and celebrates itself. This is, I believe, the 30th year of this event.
Wow.
The second has probably taken over the major impact of the efforts from this event is that the proceeds that are generated from this go to offset the cost of our instrumental music program in the various Unified School District. We offer instrumental music during the day to kids, I mean violin, to all of the instruments of the orchestra through eighth grade.
Wow, this is fantastic. You know, my biggest thing is, you know, we really need to stay connected as businesses to our communities. And what would you say the value of businesses supporting like this type of event, that resources can go back and infusing music programs, art programs? What would you say to our audiences that have small businesses and they're not getting out, they're not really, because I see a lot of small businesses that do not engage, but what kind of advice would you give them and the value of that, you know, participating in the community?
Well, this would give them some visibility. First of all, if they're small business, I don't know where they're located or how they market themselves, but for the market side, it would definitely give them some visibility with a lot of people here. Traditionally, like a day like today where we have great weather, we're going to get quite a few people coming through. It's a one-day event. But I think you're going to get a lot more bang for the buck one day being here, meeting people face-to-face, through FaceTime to the community, than you would buying pet ads for a while.
Right. Now, Will, can you tell us a little bit about what you do? So give us some insight about your responsibilities, because you have a lot of influence and you are superintendent. So, and can you tell us, you know, I know that we have, you know, I'm from Illinois, so I've never lived in a city or a place where there's so many schools. I'm like, are you kidding me? San Jose is like overloaded with schools.
Well, San Jose, it's just a microcosm of the state, but San Jose is unique in the sense that the city of San Jose has 17 school districts. Seventeen. You have one school district, and you have all the San Jose Unified that has about almost 30 schools in their district. But San Jose is unique in that sense. But what we do here, we're all kind of on the same boat here. We all try to do things to enhance our community, and we're fortunate, Berryessa, to have this jewel, the Art and Wine Festival, that actually began on the premise of a bunch of in the early 70s who decided to have a community event that would bring out people to showcase the band and to get proceeds to go towards supporting the band program at one of my middle schools. Piedmont Middle back in the day was the only school that was the direct beneficiary of the efforts for the for the Arts and Wine Festival. And then over the years, it expanded as our music program.
I'm not sure what's happening. Your audio is kind of breaking up on us over here. But we only have about 4 minutes in the show, so I'm going to let you go. Will, I appreciate you calling in. We're going to wrap up our show here. I do want to invite you to come on live with us on our AM 1220 KDOW show, Business on the Edge. We are nationwide and we're third in the nation, so we definitely want you to come on and talk to us as a whole in terms of what you're doing here locally. But I appreciate you calling into our extended show here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to connect with Will, and for those that connect with our AM 1220 KDOW show on Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., you can get us always at www.kdow.biz. If you want to get your questions on the air, you can call us at 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220 on Friday night, prime time, Pacific and Standard Time. So we're going to wrap up our show here because I am getting ready to lose all of my computer. There's no power here at the booth. So it is, what is it, Star Wars? I'm telling you, what is this, a Jedi just walked past? He's what? A stormtrooper? We've got a stormtrooper right here passing by the way. Literally, you just never know. I think he's probably hot in that costume. But again, network your business. We are off the cuff today. This is crazy. So from time to time, we're just going to jump on Blog Talk Radio, let you know what we're doing. We have no cue cards. We have nothing set up other than saying we want to get information to you. Network your business. Be creative about it. If you don't have a networking, if you don't know what networking events to go to, you can create your own networking events and be creative about that. In fact, we're getting ready to do a major networking event that we're going to take 20 high executives, IT executives to San Jose Shark Tank for some arena football, SaberCats. And so these things you can do and host and get your business in front of people. And again, we want to thank Gozier Digital for tuning in, Frank Cancilla, FCC Realty, and the president of the Various Business Association, Will Ector, superintendent for the school district out here in North Valley, San Jose, and then the Various Art and Wine Festival. We tip our hats to 30 years of bringing art, wine, and resources to our kids, our community, for them to continually be able to participate in art programs, participate in music. So we want to make sure that we applaud them for that. Again, you can get this show on Blog Talk Radio. Connect with us on Facebook. You can get it on Blog Talk Radio, but you can also get it on KDOW show on Business on the Edge, Facebook, www.kdow.biz. My computer just went dark. It's kind of like, now you have to, swim in the dark with doing a radio show. Again, this is Margaret Jackson, business coach, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, extended on Blog Talk Radio. And so we got 90 seconds before we are off air. Again, connect with these companies. Connect with your local community, connect with your local city officials, and find out what's going on in your neighborhood. And if you're ever in the Bay Area, when we do the Taste of Berryessa, September 29th, 2013, come by and say hello to us. We'll do a live off-the-cuff radio networking show then as well. So, again, as always, I say live life on purpose and with a purpose. Do and live your dream. Have passion. Live life on purpose. And what's the purpose? Thank you for tuning in today on Business on the Edge, extended on Blog Talk Radio, and connect with us on www.kdow.biz for our local show, Friday night, prime time.